Now listen carefully. The problem with many preachers, they don't understand the truth. Second problem. If they do understand the truth, they don't have the courage to tell men the truth. In China, Chinese doctors don't tell people the truth.
चीनका डाक्टरहरूले मान्छेहरूलाई सत्यता
बताउँछन्. A sick man comes to the doctor.
अनि एउटा बिरामी मान्छे डाक्टर कहाँ आउँछ.
They take an x-ray.
अनि भित्र एक्सरे गरेर हेर्छ.
And he's got big cancer.
अनि त्यहाँ एउटा क्यान्सर देखिन्छ.
And he's about to die.
अब मर्नै लागेको हुन्छ.
And the doctor will tell him this.
अनि डाक्टरले यस्तो भनिदिन्छ.
Your problem's not too bad.
तिम्रो समस्या धेरै ठुलो छैन.
You take this aspirin, you'll be okay.
यो एउटा औषधि खाओ, तिमीलाई ठिकै हुन्छ.
Why do they do that?
किन त्यस्तो भन्छ उनीहरूले?
They don't want to hurt his feelings.
किनकि उसको भावनालाई चोट पुर्याउन चाहँदैन.
They don't want him to feel bad.
उसले खराब महसुस नगरोस् भन्ने चाहन्छ.
Now let me ask you a question.
तपाईलाई प्रश्न सोध्न चाहन्छु.
Would you want a doctor like that?
के तपाईँ त्यस्तो खालको डाक्टर बन्न चाहनुहुन्छ?
You went to the doctor.
तपाईँ डाक्टर कहाँ जानुभयो?
And you were dying of cancer.
तपाईँ क्यान्सरले आएर मर्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
And he looked at your picture.
अनि तपाईँको त्यो चित्रलाई हेर्यो.
And he says this.
अनि यस्तो भन्यो.
You're sick.
तिमी बिरामी छौ.
You got cancer.
तिमीलाई क्यान्सर भएको छ.
You're about to die.
अब तिमी मर्नै लागेको.
And if you don't take this medicine,
यदि तिमीले औषधि लिएनौ भने,
you're going to die.
तिमी मर्छौ.
Many preachers will not tell people the truth.
मान्छेहरूलाई सत्यता बताउँदैनन्.
They don't have courage.
उत्साह छैनन्.
They won't look people in the eye.
मान्छेहरूलाई आमने सामने आँखामा हेर्दैनन्.
And tell them the truth.
सत्यता बताउँदैनन्.
You're sick. You've got a disease. You're going to die. And if you're going to be a true preacher and you preach to men, you must be willing to tell them the truth. Many preachers in China, many preachers in America, maybe many preachers in Nepal, they don't have courage. They won't tell men the truth. They tickle their ears. They tell them nice things. You're not too sick.
तिमी धेरै बिरामी छैनौ.
Take a little aspirin.
अलि सानोमा
go home.
घर जाऊ.
Tomorrow you'll feel better.
भोलि तिमी राम्रो हुनेछ.
But tomorrow.
भोलि.
He's dead.
ऊ मर्छ.
If you love men's souls.
यदि तपाईले मान्छेको आत्मालाई प्रेम गर्नुभयो भने.
You'll tell them the truth.
तपाईले उसलाई सत्यता बताउनुहुन्छ.
And this is the truth about man.
अनि मान्छेको बारेमा भएको सत्य त यही नै हो.
Why is salvation necessary?
किन मुक्तिको खाँचो छ?
Because of man's sinful condition.
किनकि मान्छे आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ.
What is his problem?
उसको समस्या के हो?
He's spiritually dead.
ऊ आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ.
He needs new life.
उसलाई नयाँ जीवनको खाँचो छ.
He is totally depraved.
ऊ पूर्ण रूपमा दुराचारी छ.
He needs a new heart.
उसलाई समस्तको खाँचो छ.
He needs a new mind.
नयाँ हृदयको खाँचो छ.
He needs a new will.
नयाँ इच्छाको खाँचो छ.
He needs a new conscience.
नयाँ विवेकको खाँचो छ.
He has no power.
उसँग शक्ति छैन.
He needs the power of God.
परमेश्वरको शक्तिको
खाँचो छ. He's got a bad record.
उसको अभिलेख खराब छ.
He needs somebody to clean his record.
अनि त्यो अभिलेखलाई कसैले मेटिदिनु खाँचो छ.
If you appear before God,
यदि तपाईँ परमेश्वरको सामु खडा हुनुभयो भने,
and you stand before God,
अनि उहाँको सामु खडा हुनुहुँदा,
on the last day,
अन्त्यको दिनमा,
and they call your name,
तपाईँको नाउँ डाकिन्छ,
and you step up,
अनि तपाईँ अगाडि बढ्नुहुन्छ,
they said, bring forth the books,
अनि त्यो पुस्तक यहाँ ल्याऊ भन्नुहुन्छ,
bring out the record book,
अनि त्यो अभिलेख राखिएको पुस्तक ल्याऊ,
and they open the book to your name,
तपाईँको नाम भएको पानामा पुगिन्छ,
and they look at your record,
अनि तपाईँको अभिलेख हेरिन्छ,
and you sin,
तपाईँले पाप गर्नुभयो,
you lie,
झुट बोल्नु भएको छ.
And he'll ask you.
अनि यसरी सोधिन्छ तपाईँलाई.
Did you sin?
के तिमीले पाप गर्यो?
Did you lie?
झुट बोल्यो?
Did you cheat?
ठग्यो?
Did you commit adultery?
व्यभिचार गर्यो?
Did you steal?
चोर्यो?
And you look at your record.
तपाईँको अभिलेख तपाईँलाई देखाइनेछ त्यहाँ.
And if you're not a Christian,
यदि तपाईँ क्रिस्चियन हुनुहुन्न भने,
God will say you must pay for your sins.
अनि परमेश्वरले भन्नुहुन्छ तिमीले पापको दण्ड भोग्नै पर्छ.
Depart from me.
मबाट दूर हो.
But if you are a Christian,
यदि तपाईँ क्रिस्चियन हुनुहुन्छ भने,
and you stand before God,
परमेश्वरको सामु खडा हुनुहुँदा,
and he reads your record,
अनि तपाईँको अभिलेखलाई उहाँले पढ्नुहुन्छ,
and you say, yes, Lord, I lied.
प्रभु मलाई मैले झुट बोलेको
आई कमिटेड अडल्ट्री
मैले व्यभिचार पनि गरेको
आई स्टील
मैले चोरेको पनि हो
आई चीटेड
मैले ठगेको पनि हो
बट एट योर राइट ह्यान्ड
तर तपाईको दाहिने हातपट्टि
इज अ म्यान
एउटा मान्छे छ
एन्ड आई बिलीभ इन हिम
म उहाँमा विश्वास गर्छु
And the father turns and looks to the son.
And he asks
the son,
Do
you know that man?
Do
you know that woman? Did you die for that man?
Did
you die for that woman? And he says, yes. And God says, Come in.
अनि परमेश्वरले भन्नुहुन्छ भित्र प्रवेश गर।
But if you're not in Christ,
यदि तपाईं ख्रीष्टमा हुनुहुन्न भने,
He won't say come in.
परमेश्वरले तपाईंलाई चाहिँ भित्र प्रवेश गर
भनेर भन्नुहुन्छ. He'll say depart from me.
उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ मबाट दूर हो।
What is man's problem?
मान्छेको समस्या के हो?
Spiritually dead.
आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ।
Totally depraved.
पूर्ण रूपमा दुराचारी
छ। Morally unable.
नैतिक रूपमा असमर्थ छ।
Legally guilty.
कानूनी रूपमा दोषी छ।
One more problem.
एउटा अर्को समस्या छ।
Number 5.
पाँचौं समस्या छ।
He's in spiritual bondage. Bondage.
पाँचौं समस्या छ। उ आत्मिक दासत्वमा छ। आत्मिक दासत्वमा छ।
What do we mean? He's in bondage to two things. To sin and to the devil. Look in John 8. John chapter
8.
And verse
31.
John 8, 31. Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you continue in my word, you'll know that you've been my disciples. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They said, we're Abraham's children. We've never been enslaved to anyone. Well, they were telling a lie. Because they'd been enslaved to Egypt. They didn't know their own heart. They didn't know their own history. Look at verse 34. Jesus said, Truly, truly, I say, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin.
Lost
men are enslaved to sin.
उदार नपाएकाहरू पापको दासत्वमा छ
They're under sin.
तिनीहरू पापको अधीनमा
छ They're in the bondage of sin.
तिनीहरू पापको दासत्वमा छ
They're under control of sin.
पापको नियन्त्रणमा छन्
And what is sin?
पाप के हो?
It's a disease.
यो एउटा रोग हो.
And it affects all men.
यसले सम्पूर्ण मानवतालाई
असर गर्छ. And it's made up of three things.
अनि यो तीनवटा कुराले बनेको छ.
Unbelief in the mind.
समस्तमा विश्वास नगर्नु.
Rebellion in the heart.
हृदयमा विद्रोह गर्नु.
Disobedience in the life.
अनि जीवनमा अनाज्ञाकारी बन्नु
Sin is a disease.
पाप एउटा रोग हो
And it has three characteristics.
यसका तीनवटा गुणहरू छन्
Unbelief.
अविश्वास
Rebellion.
विद्रोह
Disobedience.
अनि अनाज्ञाकारिता
Don't believe God's word.
परमेश्वरको वचनमा विश्वास नगर
Rebel against his authority.
उहाँको अधिकारमाथि उहाँको अधिकारप्रति
विद्रोह And disobey his commandments.
अनि उहाँको आज्ञाहरूलाई नमान्नु
Our first father.
हाम्रो पहिलो पिता
Adam in the garden.
अदनको बगैँचामा
आदमले
उनलाई एउटा व्यवस्था
दिनुभयो
त्यो रुखको फल नखाऊ
If you eat that tree,
त्यो खायो भने
you will die.
तिमी मर्नेछौ
That was the commandment of God. That was the word of God.
परमेश्वरको वचन
थियो The devil came.
तर सैतान आयो
He twisted the word of God.
अनि वचनलाई बङ्गाइदियो त्यसले
As God said, you will really die.
के परमेश्वरले साँच्चै तिमीहरू खायो भने तिमीले फल खायो भने मर्छौ मर्दैनौ मर्छौ भनेर भन्यो त
You will surely not die.
तिमीहरु पक्कै मर्ने वाला छैनौ.
And in their mind,
अनि उनीहरुको समझमा,
they didn't believe the word of God.
परमेश्वरको वचनमाथि तिनीहरुले विश्वास गरेनन्.
And in their heart,
उनीहरुको हृदयमा,
they rebelled against the authority of God.
परमेश्वरको अधिकार प्रति तिनीहरु बागी बने.
They changed their master.
तिनीहरुले आफ्नो मालिकलाई पनि परिवर्तन गरिदिए.
They were to serve God.
तिनीहरूले परमेश्वरको सेवा गरेको
हुनुपर्छ
तिनीहरूले परमेश्वरको अधिकारलाई
चाहिँ
के नतिजा लिएर
अनाज्ञाकारिता
अनि उसले स्याउ खायो खाइदियो यसरी.
What is sin?
Kyo paap?
Unbelief?
Vishwas?
Rebellion?
Vidroha?
Disobedience.
Anajyakarita.
And when a man is in sin, when he's under sin, he's in the bondage of sin. He doesn't believe God. Where is God? I don't believe there's a God. That's just superstition. Those people up on that hill,
in
that little white church, they're wasting their time. They're fools. We're down here making money. We're down here buying and selling. They're up in that church. They're listening to a book.
They're
foolish. They don't understand. And they have rebelled.
विद्रोह गरेछन् हृदयमा.
I don't believe in God.
परमेश्वरमा त विश्वास गर्दिन.
I don't God.
म परमेश्वरलाई चाहिदैन.
I won't submit to God.
म परमेश्वरको अधीनमा हुँदिन.
I won't follow God.
म परमेश्वरलाई पछ्याउँदिन.
And it three.
यो तीनवटा कुरा
disobedience.
अनाज्ञाकारिता.
They break God's law.
परमेश्वरको व्यवस्थालाई
they lie.
तोड्छन्.
They cheat.
ठग्छन्.
They steal.
चोर्छन्.
They murder.
हत्या गर्छन्.
They commit adultery.
व्यभिचार गर्छन्.
They are in bondage to sin.
तिनीहरू पापको दासत्वमा छन्.
They're like the bird in the cage.
तिनीहरू चाहिँ त्यही तिस्रा भएको चरा जस्तै हो.
When their sinful heart tells them to jump.
जब उसको त्यो पापमय हृदयले उफ्र भनेर भन्छ.
They jump.
त्यो उफ्रन्छ.
When it tells them to steal,
अनि यसले चोर भनेर भन्छ.
They steal.
त्यो बेला चोरी दिन्छ.
When it tells them to lie,
झुट बोल भन्छ.
They lie.
त्यसले झुट बोल दिन्छ.
They're in bondage to sin.
तिनीहरू पापको दासत्वमा छन्.
Sin is their master.
पाप नै तिनीहरूको मालिक हो.
Sin is their lord.
पाप नै तिनीहरूको प्रभु हो.
What is man's problem?
मान्छेको समस्या के हो?
Spiritual bondage.
आत्मिक दासत्वमा छ.
He is enslaved to sin.
ऊ पापको कमारो भएको छ.
Look in the book of Romans.
रोमीको पुस्तकमा आउनु
एन्ड चैप्टर 6
अध्याय
वर्स 17
पद 17 पदलाई हेरौँ.
चैप्टर 6 वर्स 17
छको 17 पदलाई.
पॉल इज टॉकिंग अबाउट द बिलीवर्स रिलेशनशिप टू सिन.
पापसँग विश्वासीहरूको सम्बन्धको विषयमा पावलले बताइरहेको
छ. Says you're no longer under sin.
तिमीहरू अब चाहिँ पाप अधीनमा छैनौ.
You're not under the penalty of sin.
पापको दण्डमुनि छैनौ.
You're not under the guilt of sin.
पापको दोषमुनि छैनौ.
You're not under the bondage of sin.
पापको दासत्वमुनि छैनौ.
You're not under the power of sin.
पापको शक्तिमुनि छैनौ.
Verse 17.
17 पद.
Thanks be to God that though before you were slaves to sin.
तर परमेश्वरलाई धन्यवाद होस् कि तिमीहरू जो एकपल्ट पापको कमारा थियो.
Verse 20.
यस पदमा हेर्नुहोस्.
For before you were slaves to sin.
तिमीहरू पापका कमारा भएको बेलामा.
Verse 18.
18 पदलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
You have been freed from sin.
तिमीहरू पापबाट मुक्त गराइएका छौ.
Verse 22. You have been freed from sin. The man is in Christ.
He's
been freed from sin. The guilt of sin and the power of sin. The penalty of sin and the bondage of sin. When a man is not a Christian, sin has him by the throat. Takes him this way.
पापको अधीनमा छ.
When a man is a Christian,
जब मान्छे क्रिस्चियन बन्छ,
he's freed from sin.
अब ऊ पापबाट मुक्त हुन्छ.
From its guilt,
उसको दोषबाट.
From its power,
उसको शक्ति.
From its bondage,
उसको दासत्वबाट.
He's a new man.
अब ऊ नयाँ मान्छे बनेको छ.
There's a man sitting in this room.
अब एउटा नयाँ मान्छे बनेको छ.
Before he was a Christian,
पहिला उसले क्रिस्चियन थियो.
He was a drunkard.
ऊ चाहिँ
He was enslaved to sin. He was under the control of sin. He was in bondage to sin. What a strange thing happened. He was born again. And his life changed. God gave him a new heart. And he's no longer slave to sin. He is a new creature. That's the power of God. But if a man's not a Christian, he's under the control of sin. That's the first thing. The second thing, he's in bondage to the devil. Look in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're talking about man's condition. Chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse
3.
If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those that are perishing.
Verse 4.
The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. Look at verse 4. The God of this world. Who is he talking about? He's talking about the devil. John says this. We are of God.
But
the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. When Jesus was on the Mount of Temptation, the devil came to him. And he showed all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said, all of this has been given to me. And I can give it to whoever I will. If you fall down and worship me. Now the devil is a liar. And he was telling half the truth. God is sovereign over all. God is in control of all things. And he's given the devil a limited time. And the devil controls the people of the world. And they're in the power of the devil. And they do His will. Children of God. Children of the devil. Sons of darkness. Sons of light. The God of this world. The God of heaven and earth. God is sovereign over all. The devil has limited control. For a limited time. But he's under the authority of God. And he can do nothing without the permission of God. But all men, if they're not
Christians,
are in bondage. In bondage to sin, and in bondage to the devil. Look at 2 Timothy and chapter
2.
Verse
24.
Paul is speaking to you and to me. The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind, able to teach, patient when wrong, gentleness correcting others. If perhaps God may give them repentance. Look at verse 26. That they may escape, they may come to this escape from the snare of the devil. Do you see that? Men are under the control of the devil. They're in bondage to sin.
पापको दासत्व मुनि छ.
They're under the law.
व्यवस्था मुनि छ.
They have no power.
शक्ति छैन.
They're totally corrupt.
पूर्ण रूपमा भ्रष्ट छ.
They're spiritually dead.
आत्मिक रूपमा चाहिँ मरेको
छ. This is the condition of man.
अनि मान्छेको अवस्था यही नै हो.
That is man's problem.
यो मान्छेको समस्या हो.
And if we don't understand that,
यदि हामीले त्यसलाई बुझ्दैनौ भने,
we will not be able to help them.
हामी उनीहरूलाई मद्दत गर्न सक्दैनौ.
Man's problem is not physical.
मान्छेको समस्या शारीरिक होइन.
Man's problem is not financial money.
मान्छेको समस्या पैसा अथवा आर्थिक होइन.
Man's problem is not education.
मान्छेको समस्या शिक्षा होइन.
Man's problem is not poverty.
मान्छेको समस्या गरिबी होइन.
Man's problem is his own heart.
मान्छेको समस्या उसको आफ्नै हृदय हो.
He has a bad heart.
उसको खराब हृदय छ.
And he has a bad record.
उसको खराब अभिलेख.
He's spiritually dead.
आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ.
His entire person.
उसको सम्पूर्ण व्यक्तित्व.
Infected with sin.
पापले दूषित पारिएको छ.
He has no power.
शक्ति छैन.
He is legally guilty.
कानूनी रूपमा दोषी छ.
He is in bondage to the devil.
आत्मिक रूपमा चाहिँ उदास छ.
Man is in a sad condition.
मान्छे एउटा दुःखपूर्ण अवस्थामा छ.
He's dead.
ऊ मरेको छ.
He's corrupt.
भ्रष्ट छ.
He's unable.
अयोग्य छ.
He's guilty.
दोषी छ.
He's in bondage.
ऊ दासत्वमा छ.
This is the problem with man.
मान्छेको समस्या हो यो.
This is the problem of the world.
यो संसारको समस्या हो.
Why are there wars?
किन युद्धहरू हुन्छन्?
Man's heart.
मान्छेको हृदयको कारणले गर्दा.
Why is there adultery?
किन व्यभिचार हुन्छ?
Man's heart.
मान्छेको हृदयको कारणले गर्दा.
Why is there stealing?
किन चोरी हुन्छ?
Man's heart.
मान्छेको हृदयले.
Why is there divorce?
किन सम्बन्ध विच्छेद हुन्छ?
Man's heart.
मान्छेको हृदयको.
Why do your children disobey?
किन तपाईँका छोराछोरीहरू अनाज्ञाकारी हुन्छन्?
They have a sinful heart.
तिनीहरूसँग पापी हृदय छ.
One solution.
एउटै मात्र उपचार छ.
One cure.
एउटै मात्र समाधान.
One power.
एउटै शक्ति छ.
Education won't do it.
शिक्षाले यसलाई समाधान गर्न सक्दैन.
Baptism won't do it.
बप्तिस्माले यसलाई समाधान गर्न
सक्दैन. That will wash the body.
त्यसले शरीरलाई मात्र धुने काम गर्छ.
It will not wash the soul.
यसले आत्मालाई धुने काम गर्दैन.
You can come to church.
तपाईँ मण्डलीमा आउन सक्नुहुन्छ.
You can be baptized.
तपाईँले बप्तिस्मा लिन
सक्नुहुन्छ. You can be moral.
तपाईँ नैतिक हुन सक्नुहुन्छ.
You can know the Bible.
बाइबल पढ्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
You can be a preacher.
प्रचारक बन्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
And not be a true Christian.
कतै पनि साँचो क्रिश्चियन नहुन सक्नुहुन्छ.
Church will not save you.
मण्डलले तपाईलाई बचाउने
छैन. Baptism will not save you.
बप्तिस्माले बचाउँदैन.
Your parents will not save you.
तपाईको बुबा आमाले
बचाउँदैन. Your healing will not save you.
तपाईको सँगैले तपाईलाई बचाउँदैन.
Being baptized won't save you. Joining the church won't save you.
मण्डलीमा आउँदैमा बाँच्ने होइन.
One solution.
एउटै मात्र समाधान.
The problem is very deep.
त्यो समस्या धेरै गहिरो छ.
It's like a stain, a dirt stain on the floor.
अनि यो चाहिँ भुइँमा भएको एउटा फोहोरको थुप्रो जस्तो हो.
Some stains you can wipe away because they're on the surface.
केही फोहोरहरूलाई तपाईँले चाहिँ बढारेर फ्याँकिदिन सक्नुहुन्छ.
You put a little soap on it.
तपाईँले केही कुरा राख्नुहोस् त्यहाँनिर.
Get the mop.
अनि तपाईँले चाहिँ सफा गर्नुहोस्.
You mop it up.
अनि तपाईँको त्यो सफा हुन्छ.
Other stains.
केही दागहरू हुन्छन्.
Are deep.
एकदमै गहिरो रूपमा दाग लागेको
हुन्छ. They're down inside the floor.
अनि त्यो भुइँभन्दा पनि मुनि त्यो दाग गएको हुन्छ.
And you can mop it.
तपाईँले त्यसलाई त्यो सफा
गर्नु. You can scrub it.
तपाईँले त्यसलाई दल्नु.
You can put soap on it.
केही तपाईँले केही सामान राख्नु.
But it won't come out.
अझै पनि त्यो दाग मेटिँदैन.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
Because it's down deep.
किनकि यो भित्रसम्म पुगेको छ.
Now man has a problem.
मान्छेको समस्या छ.
It's not on the surface.
उसको सतहमा होइन.
It's down deep.
भित्रपट्टि छ.
It's in his bone.
उसको अनुसामा छ.
It's in his heart.
हृदयमा छ.
It's down in his inward man.
उसको भित्री मनुष्यत्वमा छ.
And nothing can clean it.
केही कुराले सफा गर्न सक्दैन.
Nothing can remove it.
केही कुराले हटाउन सक्दैन.
There's only one thing.
एउटै कुरो छ.
And if you don't know that thing.
यदि त्यो कुरो तपाईलाई थाहा छैन
भने. If you haven't experienced that thing.
तपाईले त्यसको अनुभूति गर्नुभएको
छैन भने. If you don't preach that thing.
त्यो विषयमा तपाईले प्रचार गर्नुभएको
छैन भने. You can't help people.
तपाईले मान्छेलाई मद्दत गर्न सक्नुहुन्न.
Man's problem.
मान्छेको समस्या.
Has one solution.
एउटै मात्र समाधान छ.
And that's what we want to talk about now.
त्यो कुरा हामी अहिले हेर्ने छ.
Are there any questions?
केही प्रश्न छ यो विषयमा?
The doctrine of salvation.
मुक्तिको सिद्धान्त बारे हामीले हेरेको छ.
The necessity of salvation.
मुक्तिको आवश्यकता.
Why is it necessary? Man's sinful condition. Man's got at least five problems. He's spiritually dead. Totally depraved. Morally unable. Legally guilty. Spiritual bondage. That is man's problem. Any questions? Well, let's erase this, brother.
Okay, yeah.
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to ask a question. Okay. Christian Bhai Sakhi Pachi.
Christian
Bhai Sakhi. But then he's raising a question that when a believer, when a person becomes Christian, does he have to try to obey the law again?
Very good question. Listen carefully. Before a man is a Christian, the law is his enemy. The law accuses him. The law is over his head. And the law condemns him. But when a man becomes a Christian, he's no longer under the law. That is what Paul said. You're not under the law. You're under grace. What does this mean? The law can no longer condemn you. You don't have to try to obey the law to be justified. You've been free from the law. Its requirements and its penalty. When Paul says we're not under law, we're under grace.
Paul is saying, "Hami aba bevastako dasatto moni hoi na anugrah moni chho bhanda."
His meaning is this.
Isko artha yo thiyo ki
the demands of the law,
bevastale maag gareka kuraharu,
and the penalty of the law,
ani bevastaka ti dandaharu,
and the curse of the law,
ani bevastako sraap,
is gone.
Sabai bhatkera nasa gaisakeko chha.
You're not under the cloud.
Aba hami tyo
you're not under law. You're under grace. And once you become a Christian, the law is no longer your enemy. The law becomes your friend. And in the new covenant, it's not over your head. If you're a Christian and you're in the new covenant, where does God write the law?
All of our missile to best can't like nun sada. Can't like nun sir.
He writes it in your heart.
Read him a like nun sava.
Not to condemn you. Not to oppose you. But to guide you. And the law is no longer over your head. It's written in your heart. And it's under your feet. What does that mean? Thy word is a lamp to my path and a light to my feet. The law does not condemn us anymore. Now it guides us. It is not our enemy. It is our friend. It tells us the way to go. Now there's no power in the law. They're like the tracks of a railroad train. There's no power in the tracks. It just directs the path of the train. The power is in the engine.
शक्ति कहाँ हुन्छ तपाईँलाई थाहा छ त्यो मिसिनमा हुन्छ
द लॉ इज रिटन अपॉन आवर हार्ट
त्यो व्यवस्था हाम्रो हृदयमा लेखिएको छ
And it no longer condemns us. It guides us. It is no longer our enemy. Now it is our friend. And we obey the law. Not because we fear punishment. But because we love God.
तर हामीले परमेश्वरलाई प्रेम गरेको
कारणले
परिवर्तन
गर्नुभएको
मेरो सम्पूर्ण दिनभरिमा यसमाथि मनन गर्छु
सो द लॉ हैज सेवरल पर्पसेस
व्यवस्थाका थुप्रै उद्देश्यहरू छन्
इन द लाइफ अफ द नॉन क्रिश्चियन
अक्रिश्चियनको जीवनमा
इट कन्डेम्स हिम
यसले तिनीहरूलाई दोषी ठहराउँछ
And it judges him. But if a man is a Christian, he's not under the law. He's under the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the law no longer condemns him. The law guides him. So when Paul says this,
Okay.
God loves us.
परमेश्वरले हामीलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ.
He is our father.
उहाँ हाम्रो पिता हुनुहुन्छ.
And he gives us guidance.
अनि उहाँले हामीलाई चाहिँ मार्गदर्शन देखाउनुहुन्छ.
He doesn't leave us alone.
उहाँले हामीलाई त्यसै छाड्नुहुन्न.
He's given us the Bible.
उहाँले हामीलाई बाइबल दिनुभएको छ.
Now the Bible does not condemn us.
बाइबलले हामीलाई दोषी ठहराउँदैन.
The Bible feeds us.
बाइबलले हामीलाई तृप्त पार्छ.
The Bible guides us.
बाइबलले हामीलाई अगुवाई गर्छ.
The Bible tells us where to go.
कहाँ जाने भनेर बाइबलले देखाउँछ.
In the New Testament,
नयाँ करारमा
the law is expanded.
व्यवस्था चाहिँ फराकिलो बन्दै गयो.
For example,
उदाहरणको लागि
the seventh commandment.
सातौं आज्ञा.
What does the seventh commandment say?
सातौं आज्ञाले के भन्छ?
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
तैले व्यभिचार नगर भनेर लेखिएको छ.
But in the New Testament,
तर नयाँ करारमा
the law is expanded.
त्यो व्यवस्थालाई अझै पनि फराकिलो बनाएको.
It is more specific.
अझै प्रष्ट रूपमा भन्छ यसले.
Paul says husbands.
Paul यसरी भन्छ हे पतिहरू
लव योर वाइफ
आफ्ना श्रीमतीहरूलाई प्रेम गर
as Christ loved the church
जस्तो क्रिस्टले मण्डललाई प्रेम गर्नुभयो
and he gave himself for her
अनि येशू क्रिस्टले आफैलाई मण्डलको निम्ति अर्पण गर्नुभयो
love her
प्रेम गर
lead her
अगुवाई गर
be gentle with her
नम्र होसँग
treat her with honor
आदर से व्यवहार गर
God loves us
परमेश्वरले हामीलाई प्रेम
गर्नुहुन्छ he gives us more commandments
उहाँले हामीलाई धेरै आज्ञा दिनुभयो
not to condemn us
हामीलाई दोषी ठहराउनको लागि
but to guide us
तर हामीलाई बाटो देखाउनको
लागि if you're a Christian
यदि तपाई क्रिश्चियन हुनुहुन्छ
you're not under the law
तपाई हाम्रो व्यवस्थाको अधीनमा होइन
for your justification
तपाईको धर्मी ठहराइनको लागि
होइन but if you are a Christian
क्रिश्चियन हुनुहुन्छ
भने the law is in your heart
तपाईको हृदयमा व्यवस्था
लेखिएको छ and the law is under your feet
व्यवस्था तपाईँको
खुट्टामा अनि
यसले हामीलाई शुद्धिकरणको बाटोमा डोर्याएर लैजान्छ
स्ट्रेट इज द गेट
बाटो सिधा छ
एन्ड नैरो इज द वे
सानो र छ बाटो
दैट लीड्स टु इटर्नल लाइफ
यसले हामीलाई अनन्त मार्गमा पुर्याउँछ
व्हाट इज द गेट
त्यो ढोका कुन हो
ट्रु कन्भर्जन
साँचो परिवर्तन हो
टू डोर्स
यसको दुईवटा ढोका
रिपेन्टेन्स
पश्चाताप
faith
विश्वास
and once you step through
जब तपाई त्यस भित्र
प्रवेश गर्नुहुन्छ once you're converted
जब तपाई साँचो
परिवर्तन you begin to walk in the path of holiness
अब तपाई पवित्रताको मार्गमा हिँड्न थाल्नुहुन्छ
and God has not left you to wander around by yourself
कतातिर जाने भनेर परमेश्वरले तपाईलाई त्यसै छाडिदिनु भएको छैन
he doesn't say this
परमेश्वरले यसो भन्नु भएन
well now you're saved
अब तिमीले मुक्ति पायो
you're on your own
आ तिमी आफ्नै तरिकाले चल्न सक्छौ
just whatever you feel
तिमीलाई जे मन लाग्छ
however the spirit leads You just love Jesus. And you do whatever you feel like doing. That's not correct. God loves us. And He's told us this is the way to go. And He lays down a path. And the path is His law. And as we walk according to that path, by the power of the Spirit, motivated by love, that is true obedience. Listen carefully. True obedience. Gospel obedience. Listen carefully. Begins with faith. Motivated by love. Empowered by the Spirit and directed by law. God loves us and He hadn't left us to ourselves. So when we talk about the law of God, we're not just talking about the Ten Commandments. We're talking about all the commandments in the Word of God. And the law is expanded. Paul says, if a man has been stealing, let him steal no longer. In Ephesians chapter 6, he tells the children, speaks to the children. And he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Because the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. And this is the first commandment with a promise that it will be well with you and your life will be long on the earth. So the Ten Commandments are expanded in the New Testament. For example, if you have to make an important decision and you're going to get married and your parents want you to marry this boy, and they're putting lots of pressure on you to marry this boy, which is one problem. That boy is not a Christian. He has a nice job. He has a car. He's a nice boy. He has lots of money. He will give you a good life. And your parents put pressure on you. Marry the boy. He'll make you happy. And you're a young girl. And you're thinking, what do I do? Listen carefully. God loves you. He has not left you alone. He has given you law. It tells you the way to go. He doesn't say this, well, you just pray about it, and however the Spirit leads, you follow that. No. God gives you law. And He tells you where to go. And He gives you commandments and it guides your path. And God says this, what fellowship is light with darkness? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? Marry only in the Lord. So the young woman, she's thinking, her parents say this, marry him. Marry him. Your friends, they say, marry that boy. He's got lots of money. He has a big house. Big car. He'll take care of you. Everyone says, marry him. You're confused. You don't know what to do. Listen carefully. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path.
पाउको लागि चाहिँ जुती हो भनेर बताइएको
छ. And if you know the Bible,
तपाईलाई बाइबल थाहा छ.
And if you open the word of God,
परमेश्वरको वचन खोल्नु भयो.
Your loving father,
तपाईले तपाईको प्रेम गर्ने बुबाले
cares for you,
तपाईको वास्ता गर्नुहुन्छ.
And he says this,
अनि उहाँले यस्तो भन्नुहुन्छ.
What fellowship is light with darkness?
ज्योति र अन्धकारको बीचमा के संगति
हुन्छ? Do not be yoked together with an unbeliever.
अविश्वासीहरूसँग एउटै हालोमा ननारियो.
Marry only in the Lord.
प्रभुमा भएकाहरूसँग मात्रै बिहे गर.
So the young girl,
जवान केटीहरू,
reads the word.
वचन पढ्नु.
That is God's law.
त्यो परमेश्वरको व्यवस्था हो.
Everyone says go this way.
हरेकले तपाईलाई चाहिँ यो बाटो भएर जाओ भन्ला.
God's word says go this way.
परमेश्वरको वचनले भन्छ यो बाटो भएर जाओ.
And if she will walk in the path of God's commandments.
यदि परमेश्वरको आज्ञा मुताबिक त्यो मार्गमा हिँड्यो भने
God will bless her.
परमेश्वरले उसलाई आशिष
दिनुहुन्छ. God will protect her.
सुरक्षा दिनुहुनेछ.
Many young Christian girls.
धेरै जवान केटीहरू.
Their parents put pressure on them.
बुबा आमाहरूले चाहिँ दबाब दिन्छ.
They're 25 years old.
25 वर्ष पुगेका हुन्छन्.
They're not married.
अझै बिहे भएका.
They're 30 years old.
30 वर्ष पुगेका हुन्छन्.
They're not married.
अझै बिहे भएका.
Their parents say this.
बुबाले चाहिँ भन्छ बुबा
आमाले. You're 30 years old.
तिमी 30 वर्ष पुगिसक्यौ.
You're not married.
अझै पनि बिहे गरेका छैनौ.
5 years later.
5 वर्ष पछाडि.
You're 35.
रोएर भन्छ अब 35
पुग्यो. You're not married.
अझै बिहे भएको छैन तिम्रो.
But God says go this way.
तर परमेश्वरले भन्नुहुन्छ यो बाटो भएर हिँडिराख.
Because he loves you.
किनकि उहाँले प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ तपाईलाई.
Many young Christian girls.
धेरै जवान केटीहरू.
Their mother cries and cries.
आमा रोएको कारणले गर्दा.
So they finally marry the boy.
अनि केटो खोज्न थाल्छ.
2 years later.
2 वर्ष पछाडि.
3 years later.
3 वर्ष पछाडि.
He's got 2 babies.
दुईटा बच्चा जन्मिन्छ.
And he's run off with another woman.
अर्को एउटा मान्छेसँग चाहिँ भागेर गएको हुन सक्छ.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
She didn't walk in the path of God's commandments.
परमेश्वरको आज्ञा मुताबिक त्यो मार्गमा नहिडेको कारणले गर्दा.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुस्.
God hadn't left you alone.
परमेश्वरले तपाईलाई त्यसै छाडिदिनु भएको छैन.
You don't have to guess which way to go.
कुन मार्ग भएर जाने भने तपाईले अनुमान गर्न आवश्यक छैन.
Some people say this.
कोहीले यसो भन्ने गर्छन्.
You just love Jesus.
यसलाई प्रेम गर.
You just look to Jesus.
यसलाई हेर.
You just pray.
प्रार्थना गर.
And the spirit will lead.
पवित्र आत्माले अगुवाई
गर्नुहुन्छ. That sounds very spiritual.
एकदमै आत्मिक कुरो जस्तो
देखिन्छ. That's not biblical.
तर त्यो बाइबलले छैन.
Listen carefully. The spirit never leads against the word of God.
पवित्र आत्माले कहिल्यै पनि परमेश्वरको वचनको विरुद्धमा भएको मार्गमा तपाईले डोर्नु.
You don't have to guess which way to go.
म कहाँबाट जाने भने तपाईले अनुमान गर्न पर्दैन. किन थाहा छ?
Because your loving father.
तपाईको प्रेमिलो पिताले
says go this way.
यो बाटो भएर जाऊ.
Go this way.
यो बाटो भएर
जाऊ. Go this way.
यो बाटो भएर
जाऊ. Don't go over there.
त्यहाँ नछ.
Don't go over there.
त्यहाँ नछ.
You walk this way.
यो बाटो भएर
जाऊ. It's a narrow way.
यो साँगुरो छ.
It's a straight way.
सिधा छ.
Not many people are walking.
धेरै मान्छेहरू यो बाटो
भएर जाँदैन. You may be all alone. Your parents may not understand. Your friends may not understand. But God loves you and he's given you commandments. And if you'll follow that path,
यदि तपाईँले त्यो मार्गलाई पछ्याउनु भयो भने अनि त्यो मार्गले तपाईँलाई स्वर्ग
पुर्याउनेछ.
तर अरूहरूको कुरा सुन्नुभयो भने
and you step out of that path,
त्यो मार्गबाट तपाईँले अर्को मार्गमा पाइला टेक्नुभयो भने
you'll have trouble.
तपाईले समस्या बेहोर्नु पर्ने हुन्छ.
Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
तपाईको वचन मेरो खुट्टाको लागि ज्योति हो भने लेखिएको छ.
So is the law useful for the Christian?
त्यसो भने के व्यवस्था क्रिश्चियनहरुको लागि उपयोगी छ त?
Of course it is.
निश्चय नै.
It directs his path.
यसले के गर्छ भने हामीलाई बाटो देखाउने
काम गर्छ. But it no longer condemns you.
अब यसले हामीलाई दोषी पनि ठहराउन सक्दैन.
गयो. It's under your feet.
तपाईको पाउमुनि छ अब यो.
And it directs your path.
तपाईको बाटो देखाउने काम गर्छ.
In justification your law is your enemy. The law is your enemy.
पहिले यो व्यवस्था तपाईको शत्रु थियो.
And sanctification
तर शुद्धिकरणमा आइपुग्दा
the law is your friend.
व्यवस्था अब तपाईको मित्र बनेको छ.
Any other questions?
अरु कुनै प्रश्न छ?